I am now joined by Andy Scott-Evans, head teacher at Beckett Keyes Church of England School. Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Georgia.
Now, coronavirus has obviously affected everyone in numerous ways, but a very large focus, and rightly so, has been on schools and how to make sure education is not damaged by the pandemic. Before we talk about the current national lockdown, for those listening without children, can you tell us a little bit about how Beckett Keyes dealt with the last lockdown and how students learnt whilst at home? What structures were in place?
So in the last lockdown, that we were basically running three schools effectively. We had an immediate setup of a remote learning school where the vast majority of our students were at home learning remotely, sometimes supported by parents, sometimes supported by siblings, but on the majority of the time learning on their own. And we had to get online and post lessons up online for them to access. The second school that we were running was a key worker provision where we had a small number of students coming into school and we had to create overnight a COVID secure school where students were coming in using hand gel, social distancing, working in completely new COVID secure ways. And we had to have staff coming in to look after them. And then the third school was, you know, fundamentally Beckett Keyes, our normal activities of recruiting teachers and creating curriculum all had to carry on. So, you know, I had to split myself in three different ways during that time.
And obviously having children at home causes a lot of issues, varying home situations and access to resources. You mentioned that some students were coming in. How did you make sure that all students were engaged fully and had the same access to resources?
We use an app called Show My Homework, and we've been using that for years. And basically that means that students can see work set by their teachers via their phones, on the computers, on the school website. Any of your listeners that want to could actually go to the Beckett Keyes website now and see what homework has been set today for any of our students. It's a fantastic website that basically hosts all our homework. And so it was very easy for our students to immediately start using that just in a different way. So teachers used that on things like snow days before COVID. And whenever students weren't able to come into school, we were still able to set them their lessons on Show My Homework. So that was the main driver, the main tool that we used to give students their work. And then we used things like YouTube to create videos where teachers could communicate to students, teach them a lesson in a 15-minute video to supplement what we were providing on Show My Homework.
That sounds like such a great solution. And obviously, as we know, students were then slowly and gradually allowed back to school. What were the main differences you noticed when the school premises opened back up?
So, yeah, we had students coming back in phases. You probably remember there were kind of opportunities to have certain year groups coming back in small numbers. And I think there was a great sense of relief and excitement for students to be able to come back in, although it was strange and sometimes they were just coming in on their own or in very small groups, socially distanced. It was lovely to have them back in those ways. And we managed to see every single student in one way or another before we got to the summer holiday. So everyone had come back in, been in a COVID secure school and had an opportunity to learn again. And I think they were excited, but there were some nerves as well. And some students were very reticent to come in. And so we often had to speak to them on the phone, get them to come in with their parents, maybe come in after school to have a look round to see what the school was like, to see how it was different, to reassure them. And all that really paid off because when we reopened in September, for the first week back, we had 99% attendance at school, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic in any circumstances, but in the middle of a pandemic was really excellent.
And did you find anything that actually changed for the better? Have you learned anything from the process that will be usable post-pandemic?
Definitely. I mean, I've been talking about this with staff and students a lot, and we have learned a great deal. I mean, I mentioned earlier about recording on YouTube. That was something very few of us had done. And we're now using Microsoft Teams, that I'm sure lots of listeners will know about as well, which is an absolutely incredible piece of software for communicating with students. So at the moment, we've got students who are self-isolating at home, unable to come to school, but they are able to join in the lessons. The teacher has, you know, a camera on their laptop. The students are logging in from home and are part of the lesson. I was watching a lesson today where a food teacher was teaching a food lesson in school and was using different nutrition labels. And there were students at home who were actually going to the larder, getting a carton of fruit juice and were holding that up for the camera. And everyone in school could see what they were doing. And it was a wonderful opportunity for students who otherwise wouldn't be accessing lessons to not only be able to follow along, but be able to contribute in really fantastic ways.
And as you say, that's such a great way for going forwards, because in the future, snow days or when people are just ill in general, that will be something that hopefully can stick around and will continue to be used.
One thing we're working really hard on at the moment is helping families who are thinking about the next steps for their children for secondary school, whether they are year sixes thinking about joining us in year seven or year 11s thinking about joining us for sixth form. They can't come and visit the school. And so again, we're using all this new technology to host open evenings. We've got our sixth form open evening on the 10th and 11th of November, and we're inviting families to join us online to come to our open evening. They can watch videos on our website. We've got 30 videos for sixth form, all about sixth form, the different subjects we do. And they're also able to join us for a Microsoft Teams open evening. We've got 200 tickets available. They're getting booked up and families are joining us online, which was an amazing opportunity. So parents who are at work and things who wouldn't have been able to come previously are going to be able to join us for open evening.
How great. Another positive that even non-pandemic, really useful for the future.
Yeah.
When students did come back to school, did you then find any hiccups maybe that you hadn't noticed during lockdown on return? Was there any lost ground that needed to be made up on return?
So we'd had a very good level of engagement through lockdown. One of the nice things that Show My Homework does is it shows you when students log on, when they log off, what they complete, how much time they spend on things. So we could see any students that weren't keeping up, and we were phoning them up, ringing their parents, maybe even doing a home visit and saying, you haven't been online for the last 2 days, where have you been? And that really kept students and parents engaged. The other good thing about Show My Homework is that parents can see the marks that students are getting. So they can see, you're not getting a very good mark for your English here, you know, what's going on? So that really kept most of our students up to date. But yeah, inevitably, where students haven't been in school, haven't been learning with their teachers and with their peers, there is some lost ground there. And we are having to rethink some of our curriculum, some of the things that weren't so easy for students to learn at home. We're having to go over it in school. And one of the biggest losses that we're noticing is for the current year 12. So they didn't sit their GCSEs. They didn't have that experience of going through that period of revision, that period of home study, sitting their exams. And they are lacking in that experience, that sense of putting themselves to the test, passing that test, or in some cases, even failing. And that experience of failing, that experience of succeeding is missing. And so, you know, in different ways, we're having to change our curriculum to give those students those similar experiences again to get them ready to be a successful sixth former.
As we enter another lockdown, obviously schools are staying open this time, which is a big difference, and we've been assured that it's only for a month. How effective do you personally think a lockdown in which children and teens are still going to school can be, and how can we make it as effective as possible?
Well, I'm not a medical expert. I can't comment on how I think, you know, we're going to manage to control the virus. But yes, I am concerned that you've got, you know, people locking down at home, but sending their children into school where children are still mixing with other children from other households and then going back home again. I don't know to what extent that's going to disrupt the effectiveness of the lockdown. Last time, of course, everyone was staying at home. I noticed as I've been driving to school each day since the lockdown began that the roads still seem a lot busier. When I was driving to school in lockdown one, there was no one else on the road. It was completely quiet. And I felt like an alien driving into Brentwood on my own. So it's going to be different, but I don't think that's just because of schools. I think because everyone's attitude towards the lockdown is slightly different this time.
Absolutely. And what minor issues have you noticed will need to change? For example, I've heard students that I know saying car shares are now really difficult because this time around we are allowed back to school, but we're not meant to car share. And what simple obstacles have you discovered this time around in the lockdown?
Yes, I think, traveling to school is a really crucial area. And we've got students coming from far and wide into Beckett Keys, and there is anxiety about coming on public transport. We haven't had any evidence of students being infected as a result of being on public transport. They're wearing their masks and so on. We do have sixth formers that drive, but they don't car share. But you know what Brentwood's like, Georgia. Most people try and walk or cycle to school. And that is obviously the safest way for students to travel in. I do know that there are more parents driving their children to school at the moment rather than letting them come on public transport. That is making the roads a bit busier. But I guess because of the lockdown, the roads aren't quite as bad as sometimes they can be.
And what are you doing to equip your students to deal with this sort of situation, both mentally and physically?
So we're doing a lot of work with the students, thinking about their own resilience. We're giving them plenty of opportunity to talk about the virus and how they feel about it. We've got to educate them. We've been doing work with them about the importance of ventilation, the importance of social distancing, the importance of masks. But we've also got to be thinking all the time about not scaring them and making it something that they become overly anxious and fearful about. The students are well informed that for the majority of them, if not all of them, coronavirus is going to be a very mild illness for them, and that offers them some reassurance. Their anxieties are more about their exams, their curriculum, whether they're going to be able to sit exams, if their year is going to be disrupted with lockdowns. And so we are having to put in a lot of effort to reassure them about how the school and how, as a country, we will support them like we did the students last year in making sure that they are well looked after.
That was my next question, really, about those students who are taking exams, prepping for university, applying for universities, how that process has changed and how the school is currently supporting them and putting new systems in place.
So the schools in Brentwood are all collaborating really closely over how we're supporting students through this. I'm meeting the other head teachers regularly to share ideas, but it's very clear from government that these students are going to sit these exams. And obviously they've made some adjustments to them, and they will, after the students have sat them, adjust grade boundaries. Teachers and students got to do our very best. Like in any year, if as a student you can say to yourself and to your parents and to your school, I gave it my best, I did the best I could with the opportunities that I had, then you can be proud of yourself. And that's what we're saying to our students and our staff. We've just got to do our best.
It's really something that actually, silver lining wise, you can take something very positive out of it in terms of equipping young people to understand and learn to deal with massive changes. Life doesn't always go to plan. I suppose you can use it as a teaching point of how to be flexible and adapt and make the best of a situation.
That's right. We were talking earlier about how the school has learned new things. Our students tell us that they've learned an awful lot from lockdown one and the sort of the blended learning that we're doing now in terms of taking more control over their own learning and thinking about being responsible for knowing what's coming up on the curriculum, what they need to learn, how best to tackle things. And those are all, again, as you say, silver linings.
Absolutely. Not taking school for granted. I know that definitely it's one of those things of once you've left school, it's only then that you normally start reminiscing and saying, oh, actually, that was a pretty good time. So I suppose having lockdown, as you said, when they started coming back to school, suddenly everyone's really excited to be at school. It's, I suppose, quite a nice positive to have people really enthusiastic about school and to realise how important and useful and fun it can be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Final question for you. In the lead up to Christmas, obviously many holiday events that would normally be hosted by schools can't go ahead. What is the school planning in the build up to the holidays?
Yeah, so it is a really tough time. And we've got Armistice Day on the 11th of November as well. All sorts of things that we would normally be doing as a community, we've got to find new ways to do them. You may have seen all through lockdown one, we were doing concerts online, and our student musicians were performing not just to an audience in the main hall, but to an audience around the world. We had people, you know, on the other side of the world watching our concerts. So there are ways in which to keep things going. We'll be celebrating Armistice Day via the power of Microsoft Teams and offering our respect in a 2 minute silence around the school, gathering virtually, and parents will be able to join us from home in a way that they can't normally. And so we will be making the best of it. We'll be getting our Christmas trees delivered. We'll be setting those things up, but we won't be able to gather, eat mince pies and attend the usual Christmas concerts and Eucharists that we cherish and love as a school. And that is, it is really sad. You know, there are times when I really walk around the school at the moment and I'm disheartened by the loss of those different things. You think about our children who've joined the school in year seven, and they're going to miss out on so much that you do in your first year. So we've got to be creative. We've got to be ambitious and passionate to make sure that students do still get exciting experiences.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're doing an excellent job at recreating what you can and making the best of the situation. Those concerts in particular sound very interesting. Maybe we'll have to have you back on nearer the time of the next one to discuss them. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thanks very much.